Tragedy of Thermal. Why have you launched an RSIP for inbred Southeast Scotland now?
From the outset, when we started to work on the proposals for the city deal, we recognised that if the benefit of the investment was to flow through to all of our communities, we needed to think about the skills and the experience of the people within all areas of the southeast of Scotland. And in particular, we wanted to make sure that those who were in rural areas or in disadvantaged areas or those who were not yet in employment would benefit. So at that point, the six local authorities got together. Beyond that, we recognised that this had to be a much wider collaboration between colleges, universities, third sector organisations and a whole range of others. And it's been that wide team of people that have brought together the plan that we have in front of us today, which we all think is an ambitious plan, a deliverable plan, but one that will see growth come to all parts of the region.
And then this plan takes you to the next 20 years, is
it?
It
does, yes.
In 20 years' time, if you're sitting here looking back, what would success look like to you?
I think we would see a significant difference in access to jobs. We know that there are currently significant skills gaps in certain areas. We have now started to partner much more effectively with a range of different bodies to address those skills shortages, and it probably will be something that will get worse given the context within which we're working. I think between us all in local authorities, we recognise just the demographics and how we need to encourage our young people to think about careers that are not lifetime careers, but they have a skill set that will enable them to adapt and move into job opportunities as they go through their career. And at the heart of the Skills Investment Plan is the possibility or the encouragement that people will learn every aspect of their career. So it's a journey. We're not saying that you have to take a single route. And once you get into a job, it's about learning as part of that job and then moving into a better job, a more satisfying job, a more highly skilled or a more highly paid job. So that's what success will look like, that we'll see employment and skills improve across the region, and we'll also see businesses benefit and not have the same skill shortages as we've had in the past.
No, no, I don't.